Wally, a big change coming to sheriff's departments across the state of Missouri with the concealed carry permits. Tell me a little bit about how it's going to affect your department.
In as far as the Swain County Sheriff's Department is concerned, I mean, it's really not going to be that big a deal. I mean, I pretty much got all my ducks in a row. The application procedure is basically the same. The only thing is changing on that. My office charged $33.50 to pay for the background check that the Highway Patrol charges us when we send those requests in by law. The $33.50 is going to change when you apply for your permit. Now, it's going to cost you $100 to get the CCW. And the reason we're going to $100 is because we're still going to have to pay that $33.50 to the Highway Patrol for the background check. And then I'm going to have to have this little computer system that I'm going to have to keep up and maintained and buy the hard cards, you know, for the permits. But other than that, as far as the person coming in to apply, that's about all the difference is going to be. It's going to be go from $33.50 to $100. That gets you your carrying concealed weapon permit, and it'll be for 5 years instead of 3 years. So it's really not that bad of a deal. As far as in-house here, I have two office secretaries, and they take care of the permits for me. And actually, instead of typing the permit that we would give the applicant to take to the license bureau, you know, it's good for 7 days for them to get their carry concealed weapon, that's going to be deleted altogether. And instead of typing that, we'll just simply type in the hard card for the applicants to pick up when they come back to get their license. So it's tomato tomato. It's really not that big a deal for us. I mean, we're pretty much ready to rock and roll August 28th.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like it's going to make it more efficient for the person that is applying for the permit as well.
It's going to be that I agree with that. I think it's going to be a lot better for the person who's applying, and it actually is going to be a little less work for us. I mean, because we just have to type up that little CCW card instead of this long permit thing that we have, the paperwork for the folks to take the license bureau. The computer work is basically the same, and I don't have any problem with it. I mean, I think it's a good deal. A lot of folks, you know, a little bit of change comes up, everybody gets all shook up, but I think it's going to be a good deal, and I think that I don't know any sheriffs that really aren't ready to go. I mean, some of the sheriffs, again, you know, they when change comes around, they get all excited, but everybody just needs to chill out and just take it as it comes, and I think it'll be a good deal for everybody.
Well, and I am certain that the sheriff's departments have known about this for a little while since the, I guess you call it a scandal that happened earlier this year, which is why it's going to local control. How many permits do you fill out annually? How many current permit holders, percentage-wise, would you say you have in the county?
In Saline County, I average 20. I'll average 20 a month, Chelsea. And since the beginning of the CCW permits, I have my total count is 1,006 that folks that have them in Saline County.
Out of how many residents roughly in Saline County?
We have a population of 30,000. So in Saline County, and 1,000 of them have permits. So.
Do you see possibly maybe in the future if more and more people are starting to apply because it's more efficient, because it may be a little bit easier for some, would you see hiring a person to solely take care of that?
No, not in my office. I mean, it wouldn't warrant it. My average has always been 20 a month. You know, and sometimes it's a little less, sometimes it's a little more, but I mean, there's just no way. You know, it takes us to start to finish for one permit, maybe 15 minutes. You know, it's just not that big a deal.
I understand there are a few more, I guess you call them minor changes coming to local sheriff's departments. Is there anything else that you would like to add about the August 28th changes?
No. Again, I think that I have all my ducks in a row, and I've talked to my staff, and we're pretty much, the only thing we're waiting on is a little PDF form that we're going to get from Missouri Sheriff's Headquarters Association down in Jeff City. That all the sheriffs are going to use between August 28th and whenever we get our printer, our little computer system. The sheriff's headquarters down in Jeff City has applied to buy all that equipment for all 114 sheriffs through a grant, and there's not that many available. So for a period of time, it could be a month, could be 2 or 3 months, we're going to be providing a temporary paper permit. But, again, that permit is... it's valid for 5 years if you want to keep that pay permit, or when we get our equipment in, if you want to bring it back, I'll swap it out and give them a hard copy. I give them the hard card, you know, when I get my system. But other than not having my computer system yet, we're still ready to go. We'll just issue that paper permit until we do get our computer